Heren, welkom.
Heren, goedemiddag.
We zijn bij... Oh ja, we hebben al een record. We zijn al aan het opnemen. We zijn bij Experts Live. En we zijn live bij Experts Live.
Daarom?
De live coverage. Daar kan je al maandenlang over zijn.
Eindelijk.
Eindelijk. De live coverage hebben we. We hebben vandaag ook een gast. Tonne.
De enige echte.
En we gaan dus ook nu eventjes in het Engels praten, want Donna kent geen Nederlands. Klopt dat, Tonne? Just say yes.
Yes. Sounds great.
Welcome, Donna, to our... Webshow, podcast, whatever it is. Webcast. We have webcast. Could you introduce yourself? It shouldn't be necessary.
No,
I don't think so. It should be necessary. But
for the people that don't know you, please introduce yourself.
Happy to. Thank you so much for having me on the Workplace Dudes.
Yeah.
Which is a great podcast name. Huge fan. I'm Donna Sarkar. I head up the accessibility tech program at Microsoft. And recently, as of 2023, I'm also heading up the inclusive AI, let's just call it, situation that's going on right now in the world. Yeah, okay. And it's so fun to be here at Experts Live. I have never been here, though I've been a fan of Experts Live for about 10 years.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's a very hot topic right now, AI. Artificial intelligence. Donna had a keynote this morning, which was pretty good.
I didn't see that.
No?
I even didn't see my own face on the
Oh, your movie. Video was awesome, dude.
Skirty guy.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, for the people that missed it, it's going to be online, by the way?
Yeah, they put it on social media and on YouTube, etc.
Yeah, so. It was awesome. It was awesome.
I loved it. Like, you've got a whole career of, like, doing things on camera.
2 seconds of fame.
You should.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
This was you do.
That's
it.
Point. Your job is to point over there.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, AI. AI is a very hot topic, especially because Microsoft is coming out every day with a new co-pilot for... Power Platform and
Windows.
For Windows and then for this and then for that and
Dynamics, Loop, Fabric
Azure Data Fabric,
Azure Data, M365
and you know most about it, more than us, to be honest.
Hopefully that would be weird. That would be a little weird.
You guys know that I love AI. I've been working it with ChatGPT. I've already been working with OpenAI for more than 2 years now. It took me a very long time to get acknowledged by DALL-E.
He's every show is talking about AI.
Yeah, I love it.
There you go.
He's paid for it.
Yeah. I'm even paying for it. I'm a paid customer.
And what also $30 she said month. In the morning, don't pay for it.
Well, you get...
No. I think you should pay for it. But first you need to know what you're paying for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He knows his use cases. What I don't want is people going out and buying AI products before they have good data to AI and reason.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That is a huge problem. People say, oh, I track all my expenses in Excel. I'm going to go and get... Copilot to tell me how to use my money. I'm like, how about you put your expenses in not Excel first? Step one, don't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Step two, let's have a conversation about what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Step three, apply the right Copilot, right?
Exactly.
People go to the Copilot before they even have the data portion down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very true. Mm-hmm. And I use ChatGPT just... I don't know. I use it for fun. Yeah. I like it. I like it.
No. He's like, I want to do things in the voice of me, right? He's trying to solve his own consumer problems.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's a huge difference between consumer uses of AI and business uses of AI. Because one of them, consumer, is just you.
Sorry.
And
hello, Ralph.
Thank you, Ralph.
The other one is business uses. You're trying to figure out how AI is going to impact, I don't know, some number of employees, right? Somewhere between...
Hi, Max.
5 and 10,000 and 20,000, 100,000 employees. Am I interrupting your questions with like random nonsense? I know. Because you brought up a topic and I'm like, let me launch into spiel.
This is our concept. We don't have a script. We don't have a script. We sit around and just talk.
Okay.
That's what we do.
We have a five-minute meeting
before the session.
So. Oh, okay. So you're extremely organized.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think what is really interesting is we see so much interest from consumers around AI right now because of the signature product called ChatGPT. And what I want people to realize is that this is the Nokia flip phone era of AI.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we were the bomb when we had Nokia flip phones.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the killer app was?
Snake.
Nope. Ringtones.
Ah,
true. We paid millions
for ringtones. Do you know there are ringtone billionaires? Because every time your ringtone plays, they get a royalty. So people who took like popular pop songs, bought like rights and made a ringtone out of it, made bank. They made so much money.
Oh, definitely.
But now no one has a ringtone, and if your phone rings, you're in a fit of rage.
Exactly.
Right? You're how dare you ring in public? It's embarrassing. You think I answer my phone? Right? Just think about it. In 20 years, we went from my ringtone is like my walk-on music to how dare you ring. So we're at that era of AI. And the way it looks right now and the way it behaves and the things we're using it for going to be real different than they do in 10 years. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is going to be a 20-year thing. This is more of, like, it took 10 years for us to go from, not 10 years, 8 years, to go from Nokia flip phone to iPhone, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
iPhone era. But when iPhone really became useful was with the advent of the App Store, right? That's when it really became useful. So GPT and OpenAI is already going there with plugins, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But more importantly will be the use cases that are specifically for businesses that are easier for people to adopt. Mm-hmm. What I want is your average person on the street to not have to understand what the word tokens mean, right? I don't want you to have to understand this information.
Mm-hmm. No.
What I envision, and I think is going to happen sooner rather than later, is you're going to go to a ChatGPT type UI, and it's going to say, what's your topic? Enter here. Do you want to do something creative or specific? Enter here. Do you want this to be a summarize, a brainstorm, a retrieval, etc.? Choose what you're trying to do. And then you'll be able to have a much more predictable and deterministic result. Because right now, you're relying on people who might not be technical to use a very technical product. Because honestly, our parents should not need to know what... And I'm not trying to be mean to parents. I'm saying non-technical people should not need to understand what APIs and tokens and temperature and max value... Like, they shouldn't have to know that information. So it should just be, here's a cool tool, here's a unique problem, let me use this tool to solve this problem.
Yep.
And all of these tools will become more approachable for the general population, and they'll be more useful for businesses.
Now this... Then I have the following question. You said that it will be available for the general public.
Yeah.
Do we have a date?
I don't know. Do we have a date? Guy who's been stalking OpenAI for 2 years? You tell me.
No, because a Copilot already exists on the Power platform.
Yes.
I've seen, but it's in the United States.
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet. I've tried it. I saw a video of April Dunham.
She had it.
It was awesome. Yep. And I want it, but I can't have it.
Right.
What do I need to do to get it?
Hang out.
With Dunham.
Just hang out. Honestly, everything is just patience at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have a whole, not we, but the global we. Okay, the global we. Mm-hmm. We have a very specific problem around generative AI, which is we lack GPUs, right? Mm-hmm. And then we also lack compute power.
Yeah.
You need data centers. You need compute powers. A data center is a beast.
Yeah.
You need to power the data center, you need to cool the data center, you need to find land, you need to build the data center. There's a lot of stuff here. And one of the things that's really important to know is you are going to be extremely unhappy if you opt into a service and you have outages all the time. You're going to be real unhappy. So what you don't want is to rely on a service that you can't rely on.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
So it's way better to get a service later when the uptown is way more rather than go and pay for something that's not going to work, I don't know, many hours of the day. I think that's worse.
Yeah.
That's much worse.
Yeah, that's the problem that we have with ChatGPT version 4. It sometimes just doesn't want to work, but that's because it uses a lot of compute power.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of compute power. I just read an article that said that the service of ChatGPT takes about $700,000 a day to use it. That is a lot of money.
Yep.
That is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I was doing a workshop yesterday where I was teaching 25 people to build a Copilot, and the service decided to be down. And I'm like, you are embarrassing me, AI. You have embarrassed me, and I promised these people that you are a cool technology, and you're like, nope.
Not today.
Yeah, not today. You have overused your tokens, blah, 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 blah. And I said, why do you humiliate me in public like this? And this is why I say we are not ready. When I can't do a workshop for 25 people to build a Copilot, we all got problems, right?
Yeah.
So until the service becomes a lot more available, mm-hmm. it actually doesn't make sense for people to go deploy large amounts of products to billions of people. Yeah. It's just bad brand because you do with many enterprises, and you know because you work with traditional companies, you kind of have one shot to make a good impression.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't make a good impression, CIOs and people on the ground will say, this is stupid. Why are you wasting my time with this?
Yeah.
And they will never, ever try it again. Mm-hmm. So it's much better that you have something that is at least available all the time, if not extremely useful.
Yeah. That's so, true.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know that you don't want to talk about competitors.
Oh, no, I have no issue talking about let's talk about this. I'm not allowed to say mean things.
Let's talk about Google Bart then.
Yes.
Do you have any opinions about the... Well, what you just said, if the first impression is bad, which Google Bart had, in my opinion, mm-hmm. It failed. But they're still...
In the demo.
Yeah. But they're still trying to stick to it. And you showed a couple of tweets in the keynote today mm-hmm. that, Google Bart is coming, Microsoft should... I don't believe in that. I think that Microsoft now has leverage above Google, which Microsoft didn't have for a long time because Bing wasn't as successful as Google. But I'm wondering what your opinion about that is.
So first, way too early to tell. We're in the Nokia flip phone era. Do you see any Nokia phones?
No, none anymore.
Okay, so just pointing out, don't get too confident, right? Mm-hmm. I tell everyone, do not get confident about this OpenAI mm-hmm. AI business because mm-hmm. we're in the Nokia flip phone era.
Yeah.
And no clear winner has emerged, nor will they for a long time. It's going to come down to, honestly, compute, usages, trustworthiness of the models, and what they can do.
Yeah.
For example, Midjourney, I think, is doing a fantastic job with images. They're crushing it, 13-people startup. So have they won? I don't know. Do you know how expensive it is for a 13-person startup to run? Would they be around, right? This is a question.
True. Yeah.
So that's why I'm not saying, this company's the best. There is no best company. That just does not exist today. People have said that Bart is really good at math problems, complicated math problems, not simple ones. And I think that's really interesting. So I actually don't think it's going to be a which company will win the AI race because that doesn't exist. It's going to be which AI products are good for what.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And honestly, I think what we're going to see is an era of AI tooling mm-hmm. coming from very specific industries mm-hmm. that are an expert in that thing, that are unbiased, more specific, more trustworthy in that topic.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe you're going to see this is the best AI for legal advice.
Yep.
This is the best AI for medical advice.
Yep.
This is good for math, for education, for coding, etc.
Yep. Yep.
GitHub Copilot, I do think is the best for coding. It's the only one in the world. Mm-hmm. And that is the one.
Yep.
But it's also integrated into a coding product. You know what I mean? So it's born in AI.
Yeah.
GitHub Copilot is not a bolt-on. Because that one runs in a IDE, which is where you would do coding. I think generating code in a search box is weird because now you have to code move it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But generating code in an IDE is perfect. That's mm-hmm. where it should generate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some of these born in AI experiences where natively this makes sense to be here, I think those will emerge as, right now, the leading indicator.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I would never count out any company because you just do not know how things will go.
No, we'll see in 10 years, 5 mm-hmm. years.
I think you'll see a dramatic shift in the next 12 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The conversation we're having now, it'll be so interesting to revisit in a year.
Definitely.
Because we're going to be remember that time we thought? Yeah, we'll laugh and laugh and laugh.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen so fast because in 3 months, I showed you all 35 co-pilots of drop news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is Microsoft, right? Old traditional company,
mm-hmm.
but we're shipping like a startup right now. So it is in a very exciting time because there's such a cool way to innovate. But again, things will look so different in a year with products that are AI by design rather than products that got the AI treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two products right now, I believe, from Microsoft that are very unique in that way.
Okay.
The first one is Microsoft Fabric, which is the big data collection one.
Yeah.
Right? So think the big app that has all of your data sources listed. So it's where's your data? Oh, it's in Power BI. Oh, it's in SharePoint. It gathers them all up and copilots and reasons over that data. But again, step one, guess what? Get your data in order.
Mm-hmm.
Get your data sources in order. Yes. So Microsoft Fabric is a AI by design. That product did not exist until we started using the Azure OpenAI, right? So it's which product did not exist that needs AI to run? this one really does, because that's the point of reasoning over all this data and giving you insights. Otherwise, you're just Power BI.
Yeah.
Right. So that one's first. And the second one is M365 Business Chat, because you're not going to have a business chat without AI. That's weird, right? What are you chatting with yourself? Right? That's just me at home, working from home.
Yeah, exactly.
So M365 Business Chat is the other AI by default product that is out for Microsoft. You're going to see a lot more of these start to emerge over time.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually think these AI by design products will be the game-changing apps.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I keep talking. Nice. Yeah. You ask me one question, I launch into
You are our guest speaker. You should talk.
Oh, okay. if you insist.
And I have one more question. This is a topic that you spoke of this morning. And I would like to ask, give a little bit of recap for our users, because I think it's a very important topic, which is, will AI take my job?
It's so fascinating. AI will not take your job. AI doesn't want your job. Your job is boring.
We are safe.
No offense. I know. Don't worry. Our jobs are so boring. Can you believe AI wanting our job? No one wants your job.
I've seen a meme. Yeah. It's a pretty funny meme. Is if you believe that AI wants to take our job, they first need to understand what a client wants. And even I don't understand what a client wants.
I know. First, you need to understand what your client wants, and then what your boss wants, and how those two do not. Your client's boss, and your boss have three very different ideas on what we should implement. And AI is not going to reason over those things.
No.
And also, people are extremely impatient with technology. So I can't imagine your boss deciding to interact with AI instead of you.
Yeah.
Why would they do that when they could just yell at you? Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's just fact. Your boss is not going to, they're not going to yell at AI. They're going to yell at you. They're going to say, you yell at AI. You're like, great, thank you.
Okay.
But I have to say, I do believe it benefits people to learn one to two AI products that could help their business. I'm not saying you have to use it, but see what the potential and possibilities are.
Mm-hmm.
Because people who know how to use AI, it's just a tool.
Yep.
It's a good tool to have in your toolbox. You're not going to use it for every scenario on the planet. I don't. But I know when it might be useful. So I recommend people do that rather than worry so much about, yeah, it's going to take my job. Let me be protective of my job. Your job may change. It may be using AI to do your job and then doing other parts more.
Yep.
Do the creative part. Do the human touch one. But do like the repetitive, boring thing that you've done 18,000 times. You know, write this in the voice of this.
Yep.
Generate the same code I wrote last week, etc. Do those using AI.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, there's one job that AI is not going to replace, and that is the storyteller and teacher. And all of us have to become a visual and physical storyteller and teacher,
because
you have to teach your customers, who you uniquely know, how to use these products.
Yeah.
They do not trust AI to teach them. Can you imagine? No, it's not going to happen. No. So our roles as translator from this weird technology that no one understands in the real world to how can this make your business better, that will be what you're going to spend most of your time doing. So that role of evangelist, teacher, trainer, lean into that. I encourage everyone to become good at figuring out what is your teaching style. Is it storytelling? Is it data? Is it both? Is it, you know, interpretive dance? I don't care. But you need to have kind of a teaching style, because if you're in the tech industry right now, this is a topic you will get asked about in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So either you say, I don't talk about that, go away, or I can tell you about it, and here's my style of talking about it.
Yeah.
Right? So I do believe we have to get better at that.
Definitely. Great. I don't have any questions anymore. Do you?
No.
It's always AI.
Yeah, always.
Let's talk about Donna itself.
Yeah, Donna.
Oh, okay.
I've seen also your session in the morning. It was very inspiring.
Thank you.
First time that I see you speaking. I'm also really honest. And I think, whoa, it's a powerful woman. Could you tell me your little bit about your life in a few minutes?
Yeah.
Well, so Donna is how to
Who
become so inspiring for everybody here.
Also about your team, maybe.
My team. Okay, so I have the most fascinating team in the whole world. But I'll start at the beginning. I studied computer science 21 years ago, fell in love with tech and what it can do, because I truly believe it's a creative art where you have a vision for something and you do this creative thing and you go from a vision to a physical or, you know, digital thing.
Yeah.
Good. You are not, you're very much both an artist and a scientist at the same time. So I study computer science. I've been a developer for a long time at this point. And a few years ago, I started switching to doing more community-focused work, where it became not just about building tech, but going and sharing with people how to use it, kind of what I do now. And I fell in love with that process. It started with holograms, actually, because no one... Remember Metaverse?
Yeah.
That was the hype cycle
10
years ago.
Yeah.
I was fully in it, by the way. I was in the Metaverse hype cycle. I'm like, we're going to have these things in our heads, and we're going to live in them and all the world. I believed it. I did. I believed it so hard. That's why you notice me not falling for a hype cycle, because I see a hype cycle. I recognize it. Mm-hmm. So I became kind of this Metaverse storyteller, where I would build holographic apps and go out there and teach people how to... do it. And again, it was diversity, right? Because you need people who are sound experts, light experts, technical theater experts, along with C-sharp devs and people who know how to do graphic design and animation and all these things. So you're more of a movie producer than you are, you know, a tech trainer. So my business was going out and teaching all these people how to use holograms to build apps to solve their problems, and I fell in love with it. I said, oh, it's so fun to make tech but also teach people how to use it. So I fell into this, and I had this amazing opportunity to head up Microsoft's accessibility tech program, I took it because I am dyslexic, and I thought, how cool would it be to learn how to use tools for dyslexia and then teach other neurodivergent people how to use it? So that was an opportunity, and I've been doing it for 2 years, and this inclusive AI thing really fits within it so well. Because my team are all, not all, mostly people with disabilities, folks who are blind, folks who are deaf, limited mobility.
Oh, really?
My, their arms are paralyzed, neurodivergent, etc. Just people living lives in the world, but use tech to have better and freer lives. And I realized tech is the key to all of this, to enable this. And I love seeing AI being used as an accessibility tech. I think it's probably one of the most accessibility... most important accessibility tools that exist today and will in the future.
How was your clothing?
My clothing line. So,
clothing line?
I run a fashion company called Prima Donna Studios because I'm Donna. But I actually created for myself because I got invited to speak on lots of stages, and I realized I don't have anything that have pockets that fit the microphone pack. And I think the microphone pack is so ugly, so I needed to hide it.
I think that this the main problem with women clothing is they don't have
they don't have pockets. It's the big drama.
And when they have pockets, like, look, I've got pockets.
Everyone points it out to you, right? They're like, oh, I like your dress. It has pockets. The first thing you say. First thing you say. Thanks, it has pockets. So all of my dresses have pockets. All of them are big pockets to hold my passport, my phone, a battery pack. This is the requirement, right? So I designed the pockets first, and then I put them at an angle so they don't cause, like, you know, an unattractive bulkiness that no one wants. So I designed this clothing line, and my favorite thing in the world is when I go give a talk, I'm wearing mine, and people are like, where'd you get that? And like, I made it, and then we launch into story. But it's so fun running a business, because when I talk to business owners, I say, look, I don't just work at Microsoft, I run my own business. And here's why I am using this tech, or I'm not using this tech. To run this business. And suddenly there's a lot more credibility. They're like, oh, you have a small business too. You need to be profitable. You have the exact same issues I do. You don't have this ginormous corporate enterprise behind you, right? You need to make your, you need to live like paycheck to paycheck the way all small businesses do every month, make payroll. So I always really rely on the fact that I do have a business to solidify why certain tech is good for small, medium businesses or not.
Awesome. It's also very nice that you helping also each other, running at so wonderful company, and that you have also time to spending on other companies and helping also each other. It's very great to see that.
Yeah, you. I think you powerful. You have to make a combination of both, of course. That's rare. Working
for
Microsoft and working from your own company.
I love doing it. It's fun because. They help each other, right? I learned things at Microsoft and applied them to my company. I learned things at my company and applied them to my day job. So they it is very symbiotic in that way. And everyone who I work with sees it as that. They're like, that's pretty cool. How would you implement this AI stuff in your clothing business? And the answer right now is, I would not. Not right now.
No, it's not ready.
Not ready.
Because we're in the Nokia flip phone era.
Nokia flip phone era.
It's the word of the day.
Nokia flip phone era. Before we end, can I take one more picture of all four?
Definitely. Let's do it.
Selfie.
Selfie time.
Ready.
And my phone can take.
Yeah, hello.
Your microphone is in the way. Is there one more? Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Perfect.
Thank you very much, Donna.
Of course. Thank you.
I have a button here that says applause. I'm going to press it.
Yeah.
Yay.
Nothing.
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 Great.
Nothing.
We'll applaud. He's also. See you next year.
Thank you.
Again.
Okay. Happy to come back anytime. Look at this audience. I love it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goed.
Daar zijn we weer.
Daar zijn we weer. We hadden net Donna.
Part 2.
Dankjewel nogmaals voor Donna. Maar nu zijn we met Harm.
Ja.
Harm, welkom.
Even iets meer in je microfoon.
Iets meer in de microfoon.
Ja. Zo ja. Nou hoor je.
Welkom.
Ja,
Harm. Laten we even beginnen met een introductie. Laten we even kijken. Wie is Harm? Kun je even...
Wie is Harm Veenstra? Ik ben een Microsoft consultant bij Next. En mijn hobby, een beetje uit de hand gelopen hobby, is inmiddels mijn PowerShell blogs, postsite. Ik doe best veel voor de community erin. Mm-hmm. En geweldig. En leuk om hier te zijn vandaag ook.
Ja, Experts Live. Ik heb er een heel tijdje naar uitgekeken. Leuke sessies natuurlijk. Ik heb maar eentje gevolgd.
Eigenlijk. Ik heb helemaal niks gevolgd.
Ik ga zo duidelijk nog die van Rob volgen. Welke sessies heb jij gevolgd dan?
Ik was net bij die van Peter van der Wouden. Ik ben hier van Rudy Ooms en Michael Nieuwhuis geweest. Dus dat waren wel de beste sessies. En bij Super Mario net daar.
Super Mario? Ja, Emmanuel.
Ja, Emmanuel. Ja, die had iets over...
Maar die PowerShell,
PowerShell nog wat was het toch?
Ik ja, precies PowerShell wat functions en het...
PowerShell Azure functions, dat klopt, ja.
Die van Rudy Ooms was ook echt geweldig.
Ja. Met Michael.
Ja.
Ja, vooral met hem. Hij weet zoveel geschiedenis.
Ja, nou mooi. Maar Harm, PowerShell en volgens mij doe je ook met PowerShell ook iets met Intune, geloof ik.
Ja, zeker. Kan
ik niet omheen. Nee, je kan er inderdaad niet omheen.
Intune.
Volgens mij hebben wij denk ik ooit een keer contact gehad om een beetje over de workplace doet volgens mij. Of tenminste, we kwamen eigenlijk in gesprek van, hey, ben je Experts Live? Ja, we zijn op Experts Live. Nou, ja. Gaan we dan een biertje doen? Ja, dat is goed. Maar wil je dan ook bij ons in de podcast komen?
Ja.
Podcast.
Voor wat?
Ja, podcast, webshow, glazen box.
Ja, ja.
En glazen huis wel, lijkt wel.
Ja, we moesten alleen nog met die gleufjes waar dus geld in moeten
douwen. In de microfoon, de mensen horen het niet. Even nog een keer.
Dat moet, ja, laat maar. Ja.
Pensioenfonds Jeroen.
Ja, pensioenfonds Jeroen mag gestort worden. Ja. Bankrekening.
Vorig jaar was het boven.
Ja.
En toen was het niet in zicht. En iedereen die dan op pot was komen moest twee trapjes omhoog gaan. Even een gangetje. Het was gewoon niet. En nu hebben ze het gewoon midden in de zaal. In de atrium, ik weet niet hoe we het noemen.
Sponsor hub of zo.
Hoe dan ook. En iedereen om ons heen, je kan gewoon nu even meekijken.
Ja.
Ik zie ook dat heel veel mensen gewoon langskomen en foto maken van ons. Erg leuk.
Ja? Dus, ik zie niemand foto maken.
Nou, ik zag net heel veel.
Met Donna.
Met Donna, ja. Maar ik zag ook net heel veel mensen van het SKS lekker een foto maken.
Ja, dus, ja. Dat klopt. Nee, maar ja. Eigenlijk heel wat met Intune en PowerShell dus, Harm.
Mm-hmm.
Waar laat jij je PowerShell op los binnen Intune? Laat ik het even zo zeggen.
Voornamelijk binnen remediation scripts. Daar ben ik de laatste tijd veel mee bezig, omdat het echt super krachtig is.
Ja.
En het hele Intune CD-stuk, het configuration als S-code vanuit Azure DevOps, daar maak ik nu echt een goede start in.
Ja.
Want ja, ook Next zit met waar elk bedrijf eigenlijk mee zit. Mm-hmm. Heel veel tenants.
Ja.
En maar weinig mensen om ze te beheren. Dus.
Nee, dat klopt.
Dus, ja, de automation kant.
Ja, maar dan maak je dan een soort standaard blueprint, zeg maar. En die doe je via DevOps, pipelines en alle tenants.
Precies.
Ah, okay. Ja. Je ziet dat steeds meer. Waar de laatste natuurlijk dingen, hoe heet die? Sorry, ik ben je naam kwijt. Met zijn MS365 manager. Die deed ook een blueprint.
Bas
Veenendaal.
Sorry Bas.
Ja, sorry Bas.
Min 1.
Ja, min 1. Dan krijg je nou die trial niet meer. Oh, sorry. Nee, maar dus ja, oké. Okay, nee, tof. DevOps, pipelines. Nog meer? Of,
ja, en ik zit nog best veel aan de infrastructuurkant. Hè, dus ik zit ook een beetje nog aan de Azure Active Directory kant. Dus,
okay.
Daar doe ik ook nog dingen in. En alle bedrijven die we nu overbrengen naar Intune, naar het managen van eventueel System Center Configuration Manager af, naar Intune en alles wat erbij zit aan automation.
Ja, ja. Cool. Dat is breed.
Ja, ja.
Wel, ja. Goed. Ik vind dat, ik ben persoonlijk meer van het klikken, maar ik probeer dat de laatste tijd ook wel iets minder te onderdrukken, zeg maar. Dat ik iets meer via code kan doen. Binnen Intune in ieder geval.
Intune geeft al heel veel informatie al gewoon op een portal. Ik weet nog, gisteren, toen zat op onze, een van onze web WhatsApp groepjes, vroeg Abdel Hakim nog om een KQL code. En zo, joh, die informatie die hij wilt, hij zocht namelijk voor informatie over TPM, welke devices TPM versie hebben. Encryption report. Dus je kan al heel veel rapporten hebben in Intune. En ik vind het fijn dat Intune steeds groter en groter wordt op dat gebied.
Ja, en volgens mij kan je die TPM ook met de Graph API uitlezen.
Ja, zeker. Ze zijn er nog niet.
Nou ja, die API's zullen die zijn wel aanwezig.
Ja, dat wel. Nou,
je moet zelf even Harm bellen. Dan,
die Winget
fixt hij dat wel eventjes.
Die Winget is ook een hele grote toevoeging aan Intune. Dus het gaat steeds beter en beter. Als er ook Copilot nog voor zijn komt.
Nou ja,
Copilot voor Intune?
Ja,
waarom niet?
Intune Copilot.
Waarom niet?
Ja, geen idee.
Ze verzinnen wel iets om ermee te gaan doen.
Ja?
Ja, kom op.
Het komt bijna in elk geval in portal, denk het wel.
Ja, precies. Want het zit nu al in de Power Platform. Dat heb ik dan ook gezegd. Maar in de Power Platform zit al de Copilot er al in.
Ja, ja. Windows Copilot is natuurlijk met beeld aangekondigd van de week.
De thing, ja.
Wat zijn er net nog meer? Loop, FIFA?
Loop, FIFA, alles.
MP65, bijna alles.
Data Fabric.
Daar zit ook
AI.
Ja, waarom niet?
We gaan de hele dag door. AI. We blijven van AI overleggen.
Dat is mijn onderwerp. Ik ben een gek op.
Ja, jij bent onderwerp.
We zijn vier afleveringen al bezig.
Vier afleveringen? Vier afleveringen maar?
Maar misschien een vraag voor jou. Hoe snel, om even onze luisteraars en onze kijkers een beeld te geven. Je zegt meerdere klanten, ook al met Intune. Wat is nou het powerful aan het automatiseren? Want fouten gevoelig kan ik me zo bij bedenken, dat één. Mm-hmm. Maar hoe snel zou jij bijvoorbeeld 4 klanten helemaal overzetten ook naar Intune? Dus gewoon een basisinrichting. Natuurlijk, het is nog heel globaal deze vraag. Maar misschien dat je goed kan uitleggen van waar zit nou de kracht in van de automatisering? En misschien dat onze luisteraars en kijkers denken, ik moet dat ook gaan doen.
De kracht van automatisering is natuurlijk standaardisatie, monitoring. Zeker weten dat dingen goed gaan. En sowieso, kijk, Jeroen klikt misschien liever.
Maar, ja, eigenlijk wel. Sorry.
Wij niet.
Tijd hebben voor andere leuke dingen.
Ja, precies. Dat is gewoon één keer goed investeren. De tijd in het automatiseren van. En daarna gewoon de leuke dingen doen met de klant. Van hoe kun je de klant echt verder helpen. Ja. En niet alleen maar het stukje inrichting doen. Ja, daar kun je een hele week voor nemen. Maar het is niet echt leuk werk per se.
Nee, dat is waar.
Ik ben liever wat creatiever.
Ja. Ik heb altijd zo, tenminste dat heb ik altijd. Van oké, ik wilde wel een soort van automatiseren. Maar dan ben ik denk ik langer bezig om het uit te zoeken. Om het te automatiseren dan dat ik 4 tenders in elkaar heb geklikt.
Ja, dat was altijd al.
Ja. Precies.
Maar ik begin het een beetje onder de knie te krijgen. Dus dan is het voor mij wel goed in ieder geval. Om dat via code te kunnen doen.
Ja.
Dus.
Ja, maar het is ook wel een beetje wat de klanten van je verwachten. Ze verwachten ook gewoon dat je binnen een 2 weken of zo hebt geonboard. Ja. Dat ze in ieder geval een soort standaard omgeving hebben. Waarin ze hun Office, hun Teams, alles ingericht hebben. Hun standaard apps. Ja, daar kun je niet mee aankomen van dat doen we een maand over. Dat verwachten ze.
Nee.
En nu zeg je wel een dingetje. Zeker met nu de komst van het AI.
Ja,
daar gaan we weer.
Oh, gaat het weer over AI praten?
Lijk wel Engen wel.
De woorden uit mijn mond.
Maar het punt is denk ik, hun denken ook van, dit kan in plaats van een week, kan het misschien in 2 dagen. Dus de druk ook bij ons als engineers en consultants wordt ook steeds groter.
Ja.
En dan hebben we jou die dan denkt van, ik vind het wel fijn om te klikken. Ja. Maar het is wel steeds weer een toegevoegde waarde om steeds meer te gaan automatiseren als ik het zo bekijk. Want de druk wordt wel steeds hoger. Het gaat zo snel dat je bijna niet onderuit komt om nu te gaan automatiseren.
Ja.
En althans, ik ben het helemaal met je eens. Dus je ook gewoon tijd gaat spenderen aan de nieuwste ontwikkelingen. Ook wat jij ook doet naast je werk community.
Ja, zeker.
Heel veel andere leuke dingen te doen.
En dit zijn de dagen. Als een Express Live of een andere evenement, WP Ninja's of whatever. Dat je dan een beetje jezelf kan laten zien, zeg maar. En dan zelf kan vertellen van, hey, luister, ik heb voor jouw probleem, wat jij schetst, heb ik misschien wel iets op de plank liggen.
Ja, precies. Ik zat net met Rex te praten erover.
Ja.
Want hij had een sessie over een issue in Microsoft 365. En iemand in de zaal die zei gewoon van, oh, nu begrijp ik waarom ik dat issue heb.
Echt?
Ja. Dus het is mooi. Dus dit is inderdaad de momenten.
Dat was net bij de sessie van Peter Damas en Joost Glijsteen. Lord of the Update Rings. Mooie titel. Heerlijk.
Ja,
die heb ik ook gezien.
Ja, ja.
Er was iemand in de zaal die zegt, ja, ik heb het ook, ook al een issue met de update van Office 365. Sorry, ik zeg verkeerd.
M365.
Apps, ja. Juist, inderdaad. Ja. Heel goed.
Voor apps, hè?
Voor apps. En er was iemand in de zaal die het ook zei. Zeg, nou, kom even naar de sessie. Praten we even bij. Ja. Hebben we misschien wel even een oplossing voor. En zo zie je maar tijdens zo'n evenement. Dan is een community waar je denkt van, nou, het is nog wel klein. Het is mega groot. En iedereen staat altijd klaar om het te helpen.
Ja, zeker.
Hoeveel mensen zijn er nu aanwezig? Iets van meer dan 1000 mensen.
1200
mensen. En dit is volgens mij dé event waarbij ook gewoon echt de meesten gewoon ook aanwezig zijn.
Ja.
We hebben wel af en toe wel meet-up hier en dit daar. Maar dit is gewoon echt de. Als je iemand wilt leren kennen, dan is dit wel de event daarvoor, denk ik.
Ja. Ja. En ook wij vanuit ook al de Workplace Dudes, die staan altijd open voor iedereen met ons te sparren. Over leuke dingen, maar ook over niet-technische punten.
Ja.
Zoals AI.
Ja. Nou, zoals de kleren van Donner.
Ja. Ja. Maar het is toch echt wel dat zo iemand... Zij heeft volgens mij echt wel een big impact in community. En dat ze zoveel tijd heeft ook voor allerlei andere dingen.
Ja.
Dat vind ik gewoon geweldig. En als je ook ziet spreken nu in de ochtend... Ja, het is gewoon geweldig om ook gewoon naar te luisteren. Daar leer je zoveel van. Zeker ik als startende nog. Ik zie mezelf als startende consultant. Daar leer je zoveel van.
Ja,
van
iedereen. Nee, zeker.
Nou, inspiratie. Ja.
Ja. Echt inspiratie.
Nou ja, het is wel een goede tip, zeg maar. Is natuurlijk onze aankomende meet-up van de Workplace Dudes.
Ja, 27.
We hebben... Naast dat we ook een summit hebben georganiseerd, voor de mensen die het nog niet weten.
Een succesvolle
summit.
Inmiddels zitten we op 27.
Nou, ik heb het hier in mijn hand. Hebben we nu op 27 juni vanaf 5 uur in Capelle aan de IJssel, hebben wij onze eerste meet-up.
Ja.
Met daarbij, sneak preview, Jan Bakker. Onze dude... Engine, komt ook een verhaaltje vertellen.
Zo is al, ja, ja.
C'est moi.
En we hebben Rudy Ooms.
En zijn titel vond ik het leukste. Wat was het? Dr. Intune en nog wat?
Ja, dat kan ik zo wel voorlezen
dat was,
voor je.
Dr. Intune.
Maar, even nu de huishoudelijke administratie. We hebben op dit moment nog plek voor 7 personen.
7 man.
Dat gaat hard.
Dat is waar.
Pak je kans.
Ja.
Pak je kans.
Nou, het is nu 7.
Nu 7. Ja. Het ligt een 6. Beetje aan wanneer deze show online komt.
Maar het kan al te laat zijn. Sorry.
Kan al... Maar jij wilde de titel weten van Rudy, hè?
Ja, Dr. Intune.
Dr. Intune, How I Stopped Sinking and Loved the Certificate.
Ja, dat is van een Stanley Kubrick film. Dr. Nog wat en How I Stopped Worrying and Loved the Bomb of zoiets. Dr. Love Shack? Nee, ik weet niet meer wat
het is. Het is echt een inspiratie als persoon. Elke keer als ik met hem sta te praten, na 2 minuten gaat het al gelijk weer op Intune. En als ik gewoon kijk naar hoe hij... Ja, vanochtend tijdens de sessie heb ik het ook gezien.
Zeker.
Ik weet niet of jullie er druk bij waren. Nee?
Ja, ik heb het einde van de sessie deed ik zo 2 minuten.
Nou ja, inderdaad. En dan zeg je nu al 2 minuten. Maar die combinatie met Michael
Newhouse.
Ja, Newhouse. En hij... Nou, het is gewoon... Op een gegeven moment zitten ze met elkaar te praten. En wij zitten gewoon als gast... mee te luisteren. Ja, dat is gewoon geweldig. Ja. Dan zie je ze helemaal losgaan. Dan denk je, wow. Top. Dus hij is er ook bij. Engie gaat er ook spreken.
Ik ga ook even spreken. Ik heb een leuk verhaal.
Over AI.
Over een...
Over AI.
Nee, gelukkig niet. Een soort filosofie van mij om van dingen wat onmogelijk is, mogelijk te maken. En dan heb ik 3 leuke verhalen daarvan. Wat ik niet alleen in mijn carrière, maar ook in mijn leven geleerd heb. En die wil ik even delen.
Oké. Okay. Ik ben benieuwd.
Ja, ik ook. Ja.
Ja. Nee, maar ik moet eigenlijk zo weer een rondje doen.
Nee.
Want ik
ben
van de technische dienst.
Oh ja, het is al 15:15, hè?
Het is al 15:45.
Het is langzaam. Nee, jij hebt toestemming misschien, te zitten, dus jij moet even blijven.
Ja, oké. Okay, maar...
Nee, je hebt
jongens, misschien nog wel 1 ding.
Oh.
Misschien wel leuk als onze guest even aankondigt waar hij zijn blogs plaatst.
Oh ja, dat is misschien wel handig. Ja,
ja, ja, ja. Goed. PowerShell is fun.com.
PowerShell
is fun.com.
PowerShell is fun.com.
Ja. Kan gewoon niet beter. Dat is mooi. Ja.
Nou, Harm, hartstikke bedankt voor je tijd.
Ja, jullie bedankt.
Ja, graag gedaan.
Superleuk, ja. Dat je er even bij was.
Dan doen ze straks nog even een biertje de afloop.
Daarom. Ja,
gaan we doen. Als ik klaar ben. En wij zien elkaar straks.
Straks. Zometeen eigenlijk, als eigenlijk gewoon nu al nog steeds. Maar,
ja, dat is altijd.
Ja, ja.
Maar dit was onze...
Live coverage
vanaf Experts Live.
Vanaf Experts Live. Live coverage en Experts Live.
Experts Live coverage.
En we zijn live.
Misschien nog wel leuk om even een speciale thank you aan Frans. Frans,
onze technische
Frans,
man.
Frans, dankjewel.
Fransie.
Frans. En misschien nog even
dankjewel.
Frans ook even...
Dankjewel, Frans.
Frans, dankjewel. Nee, we gewoon even dankjewel zeggen.
Voor de techniek.
Dus Frans, dankjewel.
Yes.
Prima. Dan sluiten we die bij je.
Tot de volgende keer.
Houdoe.